Hello, hello, amazing entrepreneur, and welcome to the Heart Center Business Podcast. Now, I was going to say welcome back after our hiatus, but we didn't really have one because the fabulous Grace and Dee Dee from my team, along with some tech support from the spectacular customer service at Buzzsprout, means that we really didn't even have that much of a break from the podcast. I'm so excited that we're able to get this all back in your feed as quickly as possible. And to celebrate our new platform and the retooling of the Heart Center Business Podcast, I have two treats for you. Number one, you have the treat of extra podcast episodes because we're going more than weekly for the next few weeks to give you some extra episodes, some extra practical advice. And I've got some new tools and templates that you'll be able to download that go with podcast episodes as well. So you're going to get some extra episodes in your feed. The episodes will be shorter and sharper because when it's audio only, I can get straight to the point and edit myself as I go, which means you don't get me kind of babbling along. And I have spectacular news, and that is that the Client Attraction Challenge is back, and I am offering an early bird discount for anyone who grabs their spot before the 10th of April 2024. The Client Attraction Challenge is a week-long program in which we nail the important foundations of your business and marketing in a way that has you applying it immediately and attracting warm leads as well as making sales to clients in your business as quickly as possible. And the Client Attraction Challenge is normally $150, but if you join before the 10th of April, you get it for half price, which is $75. It's plus GST if you're based in Australia. So for under $100, Aussie dollars, dollary-doos, you can come and join us for the Client Attraction Challenge. It has a dedicated Facebook community. We've got feedback threads and live Q&A sessions as well as co-working. And this challenge is set to be the most epic Client Attraction Challenge I've run so far. So if you'd like to find out more about that, jump to the show notes of today's episode, tashcorbin.com/393, and we'll make sure we've got all the links and details at the very top of the page for you there. Let's dive in. It's 393. We're back. Retooled podcast, different formats of podcast episodes as well. And I'm really excited for this new and dynamic and vibrant version of the Heart Center Business Podcast. Woohoo! Have you ever been excited to find an offer or a service that you feel will be the perfect solution to what's going on for you, but then you've experienced the frustration of not knowing how much it costs and being able to determine whether it's in your budget or not? Well, today in the Heart Center Business Podcast Returned, I'm going to be sharing with you what the basis is of having secrecy around pricing, whether I recommend having secrecy around pricing, and also how you can use the desire to keep your prices secret as an indicator of exactly where you need to focus your attention in your messaging and marketing. Welcome back to the Heart Centered Business Podcast. This is episode number 393, which means you can find all the relevant links and the show notes at tashcorbin.com/393. Let's dive into this episode because it gets really practical. I'm Tash Corbin, and this is the Heart Centered Business Podcast. Okay, so I know it's really common advice, especially in the coaching space, that if you offer VIP one-to-one packages or even for high-ticket offers that are things like masterminds or group programs, that you should get people onto a call before you divulge the price of your offer. So the process is built around the premise that if someone is interested enough in something to book a call with you, then having that conversation with them first, asking lots of questions, gives you the opportunity to really understand what they're looking for and tailor your pitch to their needs before revealing what the price of that offer actually is, so they can then make a decision about whether they want to buy or not. And I will say that at the surface level, the reasons that a lot of coaches, mentors, and trainers give for not revealing their prices up front or instructing you not to give your prices up front can be logically supported. You may have a package that needs to be built bespoke to individuals, but in most cases, it's not that the package needs to be built bespoke or the offer is bespoke. It's the same price for everyone. But there is this need to ensure that you've got the individual who's considering that offer on board with what it is that you're selling. You've got agreement about what their priorities are, and they understand the depth of what it is that you're offering and all of the detail, and you get some micro agreements from them along the way so that when you then make your big reveal of the price point, you've reduced their resistance to that price point. And again, I can 100% acknowledge that there is some logic to that premise, but it's also built on a lot of assumptions, and ultimately, I believe it comes from a space of fear. If you're so afraid that people won't book a sales conversation with you to discuss your offers if they know what the prices are up front, what does that say about your belief in the value proposition or the return that someone gets for the price that they're going to be investing? In addition, we know that anywhere there is secrecy or hoops that need to be jumped through or micro agreements before a price is revealed will favor those with financial and educational privilege. So those people who have financial stability, those people who have educational privilege of being able to see the process that they are being walked through, are usually the ones who end up less financially insecure or less likely to make decisions that will put them in financial jeopardy than those who do not have those same privileges. I mean, at its very nasty, nasty consent bypassing core, the structure of a lot of old school, very aggressive and pushy sales calls actually required you to get someone to make six agreements or say six yeses in a row before you would ever reveal the price of something. And that was actually to get them into that almost hypnotic trance state of saying, okay, yes, yes. So you're asking questions of someone to get them to say yes over and over and over again. Then when you've got them in the habit of saying yes, when you've got them in that rhythm of saying yes, then you reveal your prices. Now, I don't know about you, but that just sounds really yucky. And if I needed to be that desperate to talk someone into buying something that they maybe didn't need or they wouldn't have said yes to if I hadn't hypnotized them or I hadn't got them into the behavioral pattern of saying yes over and over again, then to me, that speaks volumes for what I need to work on in terms of my offer and in terms of my packaging and in terms of my message. It has nothing to do with what's in the best interests of the person who's considering working with me. As a buyer, I've also experienced the frustration of reaching out to providers to ask for some kind of indication of price point, some kind of indication of where this thing fits in the pricing structure, because there's no price transparency whatsoever. And if I'm not given that information, in most cases, I just don't even book a conversation, because if that person is not willing to speak proudly and confidently about the price of what it is that they're offering, that to me says they have some deep fears about it not really being worth it. And if they don't believe it's worth it, then why would I invest that money? Why would I pay them? And then on the other hand, where I have just jumped in and booked a sales call, thinking I'll get the price when I talk to them, or having seen other price points of other things that they've offered, assuming that it's going to be well within my budget, to go through the process of doing a 45-minute sales conversation, of having a one-hour free session with someone just to find out that their offer is 10 times or 20 times my expected spend, or even if it's only double what I expected to spend, I feel like, number one, I've wasted their time. They've given me a free session, or they've spent a lot of time talking me through what it is that I'm looking for. But also, I feel like they've wasted mine. And I'm just not someone who likes or enjoys wasting my time having conversations about things that just aren't within my budget at this point in time. Now, I'm talking about this through the lens of having quite a successful business, quite a healthy cash flow. I don't have any problem raising the money to be able to do something if I really want to stretch for it. But the fact that we had to get to that point through that cloak and dagger, through that, you know, leading me through the hoops and making sure I say yes to all of the things first before the price is revealed, it honestly just isn't a type of in way of engaging with people that I want to engage in. And if I'm going to be working with that person on how to build my business, and if I'm going to be working with that person on any kind of strategy or marketing, well, then they're going to try and put that into what I do. And that just is out of alignment for me. It's just out of integrity. So I absolutely model full pricing transparency. The price of all my packages is available online. The price of my VIP sessions, I talk about very openly, very consistently. The price of my group programs, the price of my smaller programs, everything, the price is available and is spoken about openly on the offer, spoken about openly on the sales page. Not only that, but in the Heart-Centered, Soul-Driven Entrepreneurs community, we actually now require full price transparency. And the team even goes so far as to check the viability or the verifiability of people's pricing assumptions as well. So something that we saw a lot of in the last year or so is people saying that they have a masterclass and it was $222, but for 10 people, they can have it for free. But when you go and look at their website, when you go and look at their Facebook page, when you go and look at their Instagram, there is no evidence whatsoever that they've ever charged any money for this class. In fact, it's available for free on every single one of their other platforms. In addition, we also saw a trend of people saying, before I start charging for this masterclass and it's going to be $300, I'm going to give it away for free to the first five people who say yes in the comments. And again, we had people who for 3.5 years were using that same line for that same class for that same thing. And so I just had enough of seeing all of that. I feel like it's really deceptive. And if you need to rely on deceptive practices in order to have a successful business, to me, there's a huge gap in what it is that you're doing. And not only do I not think it's great to expose the members of the Heart Center community to those kinds of practices, in a lot of cases, they're also teaching those same practices to the very people that they're extracting out of the heart-centered community. And so we now have this policy of really being clear on pricing transparency and also real honesty and verifiability in pricing as well. And that just gives me confidence that we are creating a space in which people feel they're safe to trust the messaging that's in front of them. And it's also creating that sense of, well, that's just how everyone does it. And so what we are seeing more and more is people are just rejecting this notion that they have to be deceptive in their pricing structure or that they have to be secretive in their pricing structure, which absolutely makes my heart sing. So then the final piece of this conversation around pricing transparency is, well, how do I know what to do, or how do I feel more confident in my pricing if this is something that I have been doing, or it's something that I feel like I need to do as well? And the beautiful thing is that when you follow the train of thought as to why you feel you need to use secret pricing or you need to use valued at pricing or inflated pricing or whatever it might be, when you just dig into why, that actually gives you the perfect insight into exactly where you need to focus your attention in your messaging and in your marketing strategy. So, for example, if the thought is, oh, well, if I don't have a good period of time to discuss the offer with someone, they just don't understand how amazing the offer is. Well, then that tells you exactly what needs to be addressed. Your ability to speak confidently and concisely about your offer and the value proposition of that offer needs effort, needs attention, needs your energy. And by putting your energy and attention into really nailing that value proposition, you will be far more articulate about what your offer is. You'll be far more confident in speaking about it in a way that you deeply understand your audience will get it. And they'll see how valuable it is. And so you don't need to hide behind that secrecy anymore. Maybe you are thinking that in order to get people to want to buy it at the current price point, you need people to feel really excited about it first. You need to have them getting, you know, really invested in getting that outcome of working with you and really invested in what that offer could potentially achieve for them. Well, if that's the case, then your content and your core messaging needs to bring that excitement forward. If you can only get people excited about working with you in a one-on-one conversation, then my suggestion would be that you need to practice translating the energy and the connection and the messaging that you are using into your broadcast messaging. For a lot of people, they feel like they're really good at conversations, but when it comes to translating that onto social media, they feel like they get stiff and they feel like they get a little robotic in their language. Well, that isn't solved by continuously avoiding practicing writing in a conversational way. The way forward, the way through this is to actually build that skill, and that skill comes from practice. The more you practice writing about your offers, the more your offers start to sound like you speaking about them. The more you practice connecting with your audience online and sharing content and sharing your offers on social media in a conversational way, the more you will actually be building that skill and the more depth your audience will be able to gather about those offers as well. I think one of the biggest challenges that people face when it comes to promoting offers and packages online is that they're relying on one single post to talk about that offer, to convey the value, to facilitate the light bulb in the audience so that they deeply understand what it is that they need, and to then pitch and present the offer as the best next step, all in one post. And that's actually not what the most effective messaging and content on social media does. Truly effective social media content is part of a content ecosystem. It's part of a huge suite of pieces of content that are all helping to move your audience closer to understanding the value of your work, helping your audience move closer to that readiness to be able to work with you. And then when you come to actually share your offer, that offer doesn't have to do all the heavy lifting on its own. And that is where, in the work that I do with people around content creation for socials, in the little imperfect post project that I have now facilitated twice in different programs of mine, that is the huge realization that participants in that project are having, is that they have been putting their heart and soul into every single post that they put on social media. But because they create them one at a time, every time they create it, they feel like they're starting from scratch. They feel like they need to say everything in this one post because that's all they're creating for today. And so in participating in the Imperfect Post Project, what people are seeing is that when they're creating 100 posts in one go, what they realize is that they can now allow different posts to do different jobs, to express different parts of their core message, to speak to different parts of their client attraction process, because they can see them all working together. No one single post has to do all of the workload. So that brings me to your fabulous free resource to accompany this episode of the Heart Centered Business Podcast, and that is a core messaging template. So this template and the video guidance that goes with it will help you to map out those key elements of your core message so that you can ensure you are getting more and more effective at expressing not only the niche that you are working with and the bridge messaging that helps them to understand why your work is so powerful, but also that value proposition of actually paying to work with you. What is the return on investment and why is that so important to your ideal clients? So you will find that over with the show notes of today's episode at tashcorbin.com/393. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode of the Heart Center Business Podcast. And until next time, I cannot wait to see you shine. Bye for now. Would you like more tips, tools, and resources to help you grow your heart-centered business? Head to tashcorbin.com today.